The Way to Eternal Life, President Joseph Fielding Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, April 1955, pages 50-51. My good brethren and sisters and friends, I realize that this is a very important and responsible position, that our words go out, the extent of which we do not know. It is needful, therefore, that we have the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord, that we may speak His truth. I trust that the few words that I say may find an echo in your hearts and be dictated by the Spirit of the Lord. Near the close of a discourse by our Lord and Savior, many believed on Him. It is written, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The only truth that makes us free is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, all truth belongs to the gospel of Jesus Christ. When our Savior was brought before Pilate, Pilate questioned Him and asked Him if He were a king. Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Then Pilate asked Him, "What is truth?" Perhaps the Savior had no time given Him to answer. Perhaps He was silent, and from the time until now volumes have been written asking that question. The only true answer that has been given was given by the Lord to the prophet Joseph Smith, and truth is knowledge of things as they are, and as they were, and as they are to come. In other words, truth is that which endures, all else must perish. This being true, it behooves us to search for truth. This truth the Savior spoke of that makes us free. Not all truth is of the same value or importance. Some truths are greater than others. The greatest truth, or the greatest truths, we find in the fundamentals of the gospel of Jesus Christ. First of all, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Redeemer of the world, who came into this world to die that man might live. That truth we should know. It is far more important to know that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer, that He has given unto us the principles of eternal life, than it is to know all that can be obtained in secular education. It is far more important to know that baptism is for the remission of sins, and when properly performed by one who has the authority, remission of sins will come, and through the baptism following, of the Holy Ghost, we come back into the presence of God our Father. At last, through the guidance of the Holy Ghost, to know the way to eternal life is far more important than all the learning that the world can give. We find that in the sacred principles which have been revealed for the last time, and in these ordinances which are being performed for the last time, that is, in the dispensation of the fullness of times, for the gospel will never be restored again. It has been restored to remain. The Lord has ordained His servants, and has given them authority to execute His laws, to preach His gospel, to cry repentance, to call upon men to humble themselves and receive these fundamental principles of eternal life. The way of eternal life is here. The covenants that were promised that lead to the great gift are here. All men on the face of the earth have now the privilege not only of repentance, but also of remission of sins through the waters of baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, and to receive the covenants and obligations which were promised anciently that will bring them back into the presence of God, our Father. These blessings are free. They are the most important truths in all the world. Brethren and sisters, we have received them. Let us be true and faithful, turning neither to the right nor to the left in the keeping of the commandments of the Lord, and by example as well as by precept, serve Him. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.